The new year is a stunning opportunity to turn away from that one thing in your life that you know is wrong. But the moment you step out in faith to do that, let me tell you, the devil will step in. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. What we're talking about here is repentance, turning away from what we know is wrong, and we all have that one chink in our armor that brings us down, and doing what we know is right. That God above all decision of repentance is a decisive step, one that won't go unnoticed in the kingdom of darkness. Make no mistake, when you step out into faith-filled repentance, the devil will step in. He'll be on your case now more than ever before. That's just the way it works. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful. He will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. The faithfulness of God is the one thing in this world that never disappoints, that never fails. The faithfulness of God towards you is rock solid and everlasting. And when he says, as he does here through his word, that he will give you strength and protect you from the evil one, then that's exactly what he's going to do. In fact, in the very next breath, the Apostle Paul says this, verse 4, the Lord gives us confidence that you are doing what we told you and that you will continue to do it. So by all means, right here, right now, at the beginning of the year, repent. Turn away from that one thing in your life that you know is wrong, confident that God will give you strength and protect you when the devil comes after you to try to drag you down. Repent today in complete confidence in the faithfulness of God. That's his word, fresh for you today. You've probably noticed that we cover a wide range of topics here on Fresh, and yet there is so much more in God's word. That's why I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.